I tried everything I could to prevent my son's fall into meth addiction. It would have been no easier to have seen him strung out on heroin or cocaine, but as every parent of a meth addict comes to learn, this drug has a unique, horrific quality. In an interview, Stephen Jenkins, the singer in Third Eye Blind, said that meth makes you feel bright and shiny. It also makes you paranoid, delusional, destructive, and self-destructive. Then you will do unconscionable things in order to feel bright and shiny again. Nick had been a sensitive, sagacious, exceptionally bright and joyful child, but on meth he became unrecognizable. Nick always was on the cutting edge of popular trends. In their time, Care Bears, Pound Puppies, My Little Pony, Micro Machines, Transformers, He-Man and She-Ra, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Nintendo, Guns N' Roses, Grunge, Beck, and many others. He was a trailblazer with meth, too, addicted years before politicians denounced the drug as the worst yet to hit the nation. In the United States, at least 12 million people have tried meth, and it is estimated that more than 1.5 million are addicted to it. Worldwide, there are more than 35 million users. It is the most abused hard drug, more than heroin and cocaine combined. Nick claimed that he was searching for meth his entire life. "When I tried it for the first time," he said, "that was that." Our family's story is unique, of course, but it is universal, too, in the way that every tale of addiction resonates with every other one. I learned how similar we all are when I first went to Al-Anon meetings. I resisted going for a long time, but these gatherings, though they often made me weep, strengthened me and assuaged my sense of isolation. I felt slightly less overwhelmed. In addition, others' stories prepared me for challenges that would have otherwise blindsided me. They were no panacea, but I was grateful for even the most modest relief and any guidance whatsoever. I was frantic to try to help Nick, to stop his descent, to save my son.